Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. It also goes later on to the YouTube channel as well as blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. Now, Blog Talk Radio is a listen-only feature podcast version. So you can put your little earbuds in or listen however you wish. And there are other shows that are part of the Lilydale Radio family, and I encourage you to look at those throughout the week. But I'm here Wednesday mornings on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. And this is year 6 of my podcast. It has gone by so incredibly fast. And on my podcast, I typically have a special guest on the show, and we talk about a topic relating to either spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, or more. And I'm always blessed with my special guests, and I am delighted to have back on my show Barbara Sanson. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Willa. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Oh, I'm always thrilled to see Barbara. She's got an energy, an aura that just kind of goes,
ooh. Wow.
It's true. It's true. And for those of you who don't know who Barbara Sanson is, she is a registered Lilydale medium for many years now.
Many.
Decades. and a former chairperson of the Lilydale Healing Temple. So you may have may recognize her from not just serving and giving mediumship readings and messages at the Stump and Temple, but also in the Healing Temple.
Yes, indeed.
Offering healing to people, and you've been such a beautiful force of helping people to understand healing. And you still teach classes.
Yes, I do.
In spiritual healing.
Yes, I do.
And I know you probably have some things coming up and probably some things for the summer too, right?
Hopefully, yes. It all looks that way. Yes, indeed.
So you're gonna want to get on the docket for her in terms of taking spiritual healing classes when those become available.
Thank you.
Yes. And we encourage you to look back at the archive videos of Wednesdays with Willa, because, as I said, Barbara has been on the show many times before, and we've talked about spiritual healing. So if you want to know more about spiritual healing and be taught by a very valuable spiritual teacher, Barbara's the person.
Well, thank you so kindly for those words.
Yes, absolutely.
May I live up to them all. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. Today, we're going to be talking about spiritual healing and polarities.
Correct.
And what's involved with the polarities that are used for spiritual healing and conducting a spiritual healing in a very positive way. But some of these applications are good for you to know in your everyday
Absolutely,
life.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. They are. I think that's why it's nice to bring this topic to Willis Wednesday day radio that you can listen and absorb. Actually, the whole topic, it could be a college course. There's so much to know about it. But today we're going to do just a tiny little part of that deals with spiritual healing, hands-on healing, and understanding what we're actually doing besides just touching, besides just preparing in a meditation or a prayer, what's really also taking place there in the exchange of energy. So with that, I'm very happy to present with you. And I know that the hour is going to go by very quickly with all of this. So I am going to try to the best of my ability edit some things. And there's a lot about this. There are a couple of books I would recommend when Willa says, on your mark, get set, go. And I will give you the title of those books. They would be helpful to you. You can also consult Amazon or any other bookstore, metaphysical bookstore. There's a lot written about magnetic therapy about electro and biomagnetic force fields. Yes, indeed.
Yes, and those are things that are important to understand, again, not just for spiritual healing, but for your life and
Absolutely.
How energy works.
Absolutely.
So even if you're not planning to be a spiritual healer, this is good to know so that when you're interacting with the earth and other people and in your own energy, you have a better sense of things.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and we don't when we're young because it's not dived. The divingness into that topic doesn't really hit until we maybe get into high school with physics or biology or chemistry on some level touches with parts of that. And then we go through life and really not pay much attention to it, except if we, you know, short out a fuse or short out an outlet in
short
the kitchen,
fuse,
you
right.
know. Oh! Or we get a shock by touching something that we didn't think was live.
Right.
And then we go, oh. And, well, that's just affirming, folks, that we are magnetic and biomagnetic. It certainly is, or we wouldn't have those kind of responses.
Yeah, and when you're around certain people, you can feel it.
Absolutely.
There's an energy that exudes from them.
Absolutely.
And then when you're with them, you recognize it, and you just feel a little bit differently than you would around other people.
Absolutely, folks. That is, and sometimes it tells us, gently move away.
That's right.
And other times it'll tell us in that wonderful attraction, oh, this person is so joyful, so good. I want to talk to them more. I want to know more about them. And the other thing, too, is when we go into different places, houses, institutions, centers, hospitals, different buildings, you can read in the sense of being receptive to whether that feels like, wow, I really want to stay here, or God, I hope my appointment's only 3 minutes because I want to get, you know,
yes.
we
get
can
out of
tell,
there.
We can tell
yeah.
to some degree, and
yeah.
that innately is the biomagnetic fields working through us. Our heart is electromagnetic in the sense of the sending of all of that energy to all of our body.
Yes.
But we don't learn that in, maybe they do now in certain sections of school. But boy, when I was going through school, it was, which 150 years ago, by the way, folks. But it was hardly talked about.
We did a show about the heart.
Yes, we
and
did.
And spiritual healing. So look back.
Yes, because the heart is the governor,
mm-hmm.
the relay.
And she gave us all kinds of science information.
Well,
too.
And it's still out there, folks. And so as you go along and find this, this will be helpful to you in your everyday life, number one. For those of you who want to pursue the opportunity of ministry, metaphysical studies, hands-on healing, nurses, people in the healthcare field. There's part of this, though I don't have healthcare huge 25-letter words to give you, it does have a direct relationship with the energy that's exchanged.
Yes.
And so it's important, I think, on a therapeutic, if you will, level to understand a little bit about this. And we can see some of the things that have happened in the world
mm.
by people pulling in.
Mm.
We can already, and we know that, and it's not always a very dangerous or detrimental situation, but we can feel it, and we think, oh, golly, you know, going to the grocery store and everybody's got their cart going 35 miles an hour, and, you know, think, oh, my God, this is kind of a dangerous situation. It's because people have pulled in to protect themselves.
Yeah.
It's not that they're deliberately trying to be hard or crass or difficult to socially understand one another. We've been out of fear.
Mm.
And fear is the, you know, it's mind creation, and then fear, you know, people out of fear, other than consciously, I would say, have protected themselves.
It's like their auras are all shrink-wrapped.
yes.
around them instead of expansive,
exactly.
the outward. And your aura really does help you. It's like your antenna that
Absolutely.
Is extended out into the world.
Your barometer.
And it's always kind of tasting the world and understanding what is in the environment
Absolutely.
And how you relate to this plane of existence and the energies upon it.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, and then what we can do about that, we, you know, it's like a three-way street between the divine, ourselves, and the community, the social part of us. There's a kind of a three-way component. And we can learn to diffuse some of that negative energy by reminding ourselves we are magnetic, we are biomagnetic, we can do spiritual healing, the laying on of hands,
mm-hmm.
or just aura energy, placing your hands in the aura, it still works the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And or just sitting, if you are a therapist or a teacher, just sitting and letting that energy roll off of you in a positive, loving way. But that's our responsibility. And it doesn't always just, it's within us, but it doesn't always manifest through us without us doing a little pre-op, a little pre-setting of the stage, so to speak, and
yeah.
clearing our thoughts, our hearts, our attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to start,
Absolutely.
If I could, folks, with I'm not going to talk about a lot of natural law today, but I am going to talk about the law of polarity, and that the yin and the yang, the positive and the negative, and those are the two things we're going to go into with hands-on healing, the negative and the positive, the left hand and the right hand, or the left part of our body and the right part of our body. But first, just a few sentences out of, this is a book from the 1970s by a doctor, I can hardly pronounce his name. This is a book that was written in India, Ben Gavala, and he was a doctor, and he wrote this wonderful book about electromagnetic energy, the therapeutic concepts of magnetic healing. Be a magnet being placed on someone, be they drinking magnetic water, be it being used like today. They have blankets that people sleep on that have magnets in them.
Yes.
Okay?
But, I've definitely seen those.
You know, 40 or 50 years ago, they may not have had that quite as pronounced as it is today.
Right.
But you can go into a store and buy things that are magnetically infused with magnet. So the law of polarity, the yin and yang.
And a health magnet is different from a refrigerator magnet.
They both have polarities.
Yes.
But one usually is much less in strength than the other.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Oh, God. I got to tell you this just before I get started. My friend and I go to the ATM, okay? And she has the energy that easily trips magnetic things.
Oh.
She just does. I mean, I don't, but she does. She goes into the ATM little building, and the door closes. And when the door closes, the magnetic strip for sealing you in there, like if you've done something you shouldn't do, went bang, and it locked the door. And we did our very, very best to try to get her out of that situation, but we had a call for help. We needed somebody bigger and stronger magnetically than us.
I had the swipe card or whatever.
Oh, didn't work.
Wow.
Oh, it was amazing.
Wow.
So now we laugh about it, but at the time it wasn't funny at all.
No, it wasn't.
So that's a good sense of very strong magnet being used in a way of safety, in a way of crime prevention by locking a door. And my friend is no criminal, by God. She just wanted to go in and get a little money out of the ATM. But we laughed about it later.
Oh,
we
my,
did.
My.
So to go here to the law of polarity. This law is the first and fundamental law of all creation, being also, I would say, parallel or comparable to the law of love. The North and South Poles will attract one another, and they will with you. And simply, if you rub your hands together to create a little friction, and then you gently pull them apart, I don't know about each and every one of you, but folks, my hands are like boom, 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 boom. You can feel that push-pull effect, and that is part of it. It's created energy between the physical manifestation of your flesh. And so that wonderful energy, don't throw it away now, okay? Just take it and put it right over you. Thank you, God. And you can feel that. I'm sure some of you can. And so there we go. The positive and negative together will generate an electrical current. And that's what happened the day my friend, the same friend, we're making the things for the craft show, okay?
That's what happened.
And she's, I don't know what she did, because I looked over, and the next thing I know, there was electrical white light charge coming right off her head. And she's very sensitive to electrical equipment. And I said, did you feel that? Did you get a buzz? Are you all right? She said, no, I'm fine. I said, well, I hope that fruitcake's going to be.
And I would say the fruitcake is tasty.
Anyways.
I didn't know it had an extra charge.
Well, but you see, haven't you ever seen that kind of fuzzy white light between people, or you take off your sweater
in winter time.
In the winter time, and it's static, and it creates that ray of.
You can see it in the dark better.
The charge,
when it happens.
Same principle: a buildup of either positive or negative energy, just a buildup of energy, and it's a release. And so that's two of the most common things I can think of. So to go back to this. The positive and negative together will generate an electrical current. An acid and an alkali will form a salt. Both are opposite. A man and a woman will bring forth a child. The law of polarity or opposites exists throughout creation. That's my point today with us doing a little more understanding of magnetic healing. Yin and yang. There are two energies at work in our body.
Mm-hmm.
So the law, let's see, if we go in our own bodies, the state of health depends upon the state of equilibrium between the positive and the negative forces within our bodies. They all obey this fundamental cosmic law. And I think we have seen that over and over and over again, in the sense of we now in the 21st century understand how easy it is to get sick from having high stress.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be terminal, but it can be as simple as a cold. Your immune system, the vibration of your body goes down. And if you're in the area or the field where you get wet feet, for example, or you are with people who are already having a cold and expressing that through sneezing, the next thing you know, in a few days, you have the cold because your vibration is down. But what we can learn from that is we can also do the things to reinforce both the yin and the yang in strength, that we can be centered, balanced, and work with the laws of the universe, as I'm going to go on to, that can re-strengthen us as well as be extremely supportive in someone that would come for hands-on healing, or if you are helping your family, sick child, hands-on healing, headache with grandpa, hands-on healing, not feeling centered and balanced myself, go out into the world and come home, and then I think, oh my God, all those poor people are in such a frenzy. Well, you've collected some of that frenzy. It's jumped in your fields.
And we don't want to allow that further.
No, so yeah. We have to diffuse it by sitting and perhaps cleansing our auras, perhaps having some water or a little walk in nature. There are many ways. When we walk in nature, it's such a healthy thing for us because our polarities, our magnetic self, is rekindling its relationship with the earth.
Yes.
And it's very, very supportive mentally, emotionally, physically, and always, folks, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we here in our beautiful community advocate spiritual healing first. The consciousness of understanding through our spiritual bodies that are way out, I mean, around us in energy, though we don't see it, but it's so, that they are working for our greater good. Let's support them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's support that energetic field. I want to show you briefly just, okay, I know it's here.
She's got papers, folks.
She's prepared
for this today.
Let me get the right paper, Willa. Here we are. We talked about this earlier. I want you folks, and I hope this comes through lovely on YouTube or Facebook, I want you to see, now, if you look at right here, the rainbow colors, and I'm not going to explain all the rest of it because it's a science class and we do not have time for that, but I want you to be aware that through that tiny little line right there, that is all we see with our visual eyes, the colors that are brought to us from the light. The rest of it is all energy that happens, and like my friend who got a little zap from the mixer at my house, she might have seen a little something more, you know, in the sense of the response of that magnetic field
mm-hmm.
going off. It was very brief, but do understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what we see visually with our eyes right here between these two colors is very, very marginal compared to all the energy of the universe. So I used to say to people, do you have to see it to believe it? Because if you have to see it to believe it, you are setting a very narrow permission slip with your own body to think about truth in the sense of the vastness of our world. And that is also magnetic. We don't know all the things, but science is discovering more and more and more. And that is why they have these wonderful machines like MRIs, like CAT scans. I'm not saying to run like X-rays, but remember, when I talk about those things, just a moment, please, so I get the right size. Yes, thank you. They are running all over in the purple area. So they are running, those waves are running much faster, much quicker than the slower waves like the radio wave, the television wave, the microwave. So we don't all see them, but believe me, folks, they are out there. And we can get overdosed from those.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, let me just refer to a healing service. People will come and say, oh, I'm so tired. I just want to sit and know the love of God within me. So the healer will often give them a little prayer and ask permission to put their hands on them. And when they do that, the response of the person who is now open to receive the rebalance or the renewal all of a sudden feels, oh, this is so wonderful. And we can do that for ourselves. Just like the little exercise that I did when we rubbed our hands together and we felt the force fields right about there. You can take that energy and bring it with your fingertips closed over yourself. Not touching yourself, but just over yourself. It will absorb and eradicate any negative ions that you have received, such as going shopping or going someplace where there's lots of people. And if you need to do that, give yourself permission to take 5 minutes because it will make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Of course, it might want to make you take a nap too. Little kids love little children who are coming in crying and frustrated and upset, though they don't know, you know, sometimes just doing that for a little child in a baby seat at the healing temple, by the time their mother or father's healing is over, you look down and their eyes are closed because they've allowed them, how innocent, it's so beautiful because they have allowed themselves to absorb that right away.
Yeah, they've kind of gone into that, like, alpha cat prayer yeah. space.
Beautiful, yes, beautiful, beautiful. So I'm going to go on here, folks, and move along and say simply to you, I want to talk about the North and the South Pole, the two poles of polarity that exist not only around us, but within us. And, you know, people, I think years and years ago, before the science world was where it was today, I'm talking about back in medieval times even, the power of touch was very, very strong. However, the power of touch at that time was designated only to the kings, the power people, the shamans, and the priest or the monks or the holy men. It wasn't anything that was allowed to be done by the common person, thereby thinking they had an exclusive power.
Yeah, you're not
others
in a power
different.
Club.
Yeah, but of course we know that way, way, way is not true.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go with North Pole. North Pole, if you will, please, is a negative polarity. And I'll go explain why we mean negative. And we call it yin. And it is your left palm. Took me 40 years to get right and left. But it's so easy when you're going like this on the screen.
L.
Yes, L for left. It is your left palm. It reduces stress. This negative, cooling, soothing energy reduces heat, reduces, I'd say, internal, you know, flutterations, if you will, stomach upset, headache. It is a blue radiance as it would be seen in a field of dissecting energy, okay? Mm-hmm. It would show as a blue radiance. So when someone says, oh, I just have a headache and it's driving me crazy, I would say simply to all of us, take your left hand. Palm is blue energy. Palm is negative. In other words, it's not negative, naughty, no. It's negative in the sense of producing a counterbalance to the positive. So here we have a negative palm. The opposite is true of your hand. And the opposite on the opposite side is positive. So even if someone only has one hand to work with, folks, you can still use that energy.
Wow.
When you have two and you place them palms down on the body, well, I'll do that on your shoulder.
Go ahead. Just,
okay, palms down. Now we have a positive force. We have a yang. We have a red. We have a stimulating. We have a invigorating, energizing, uplifting, okay? So if we put them, Willis says, oh, my shoulders are so tight. So we come and we place both our hands on the upper part of her shoulder, maybe where her collarbone extends in, maybe where her thoracic begins, and we just put our hands there and just let it be. We can affirm an affirmation of goodness and healing, but I really encourage students in the very, very beginning of their work, think nothing but love. Just think love. Not a person, not necessarily always an image, just the four-letter word, love. And just let the person absorb. There we go. Thank you. See, she just went, this is good. And so I don't know what exactly Willa received. It's not my business. Correctly, it's not my business. It is her business with God or those in the spirit that have helped. And so I just say, thank you, God, to myself. When I'm doing this kind of work, I just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And gratitude is a great, great fostering of love when you are grateful. So in gratitude, I just say, thank you, thank you, and I move on. So
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, nice. So let's go back to our North Pole, please. Everybody, if you can and are willing to, just put up your left hand, okay? Now, in this, it does reduce stress. We don't always have to touch the body. We can, if I will demonstrate again, Willa, we can take our left hand with the intention of helping her, with the prayer quietly of doing the highest good that this can receive for her, that it belongs to her, not to me. I'm just the conduit, but to her. And so I would just place my left hand just gently around her head. And sometimes people say, oh, I've got a headache. Well, I'd take my left hand and I would put it right, not touching her forehead, but just by her forehead. And sometimes just a little movement will move the energy away, and it will bring clarity, and it will bring a settling of all of those cells. Thank you, Willa. Thank you. That might be in turmoil, you know, because a headache doesn't come, boing, just there. It builds up. It comes from other messages our body gives us, and then it winds up clunk as a headache, you see. And it can be often stress and tension. There are other reasons for headaches, folks, but I'm talking about what would be the most common thing that we would experience. Driving home in 5 o'clock traffic in New York City, that would give me a major headache, okay? But people seem to do it, and then a lot of times when they get home, they're all stressed out because it took them an hour and a half to get home. And if they would only understand that they can do something themselves to help themselves, as well as potentially at times and places help their family, help their animals, help the environment. Just sitting in a quiet space with a prayer and the thought of healing, you are the vessel. The energy of love and healing from the divine is going through you and going out to the universe wherever it is needed. One of the things we do in spiritual healing is say very simply that may this energy go to someone who has no one to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And it will, just like Catherine Kuhlman and her wonderful words years ago and her wonderful teachings of spiritual healing. That energy will be directed to where it is needed the greatest. And so God needs each and every one of us, folks. That is for sure in the 21st century. So I'm going to go on now to negative polarity, your left hand. It is often incredibly soothing and calming. And that can be for your heart, for your stomach, for a knee, an ankle. It is not always, I can never profess to you and say, oh, it's a cure. I don't know that. because it's between you and the energy of spirit that is accepting and integrating this healing. It may awaken you. It may make you feel quiet. It may give you the sense, I need to go and further this by doing this or this or this. But yes, all healing done with love and the highest intention always leaves a mark of the greater good. Always. We may not be aware of it as human beings, you see, especially if it's your first or second healing, or you're just learning about this. But eventually, as time goes on and people get more acclimated, more familiar, more comfortable, they sit in a group and go, absolutely, Barbara, you're absolutely. It never does harm. It only does good. Mm-hmm. Did you want to say something before?
No, I love
okay.
it.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. With
Please.
Love. With love. So other things that the yin does, it does promote the healing and balance with your left palm, but it also reinforces the energy. It is associated with the white blood cells of the body. So let's say somebody has an infection, or somebody has a boil or an abscess, okay? And it hasn't quite come to the surface, but you know it's there. You know it's working, okay? If it's on your right side, if it's on your left side, it's a little tricky. However, you can, in the sense, ask that healing energy move away from your palm and move into the area that is conflicted. You can ask it. And folks, my hand just went boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
boom.
Yeah.
Because your body has such a magnificent intelligence. Your body wants to be whole and balanced. It is not always, because we deal with things in this life. But the natural state is whole and balanced. So I say, when I've cut my finger, because, you know, you get a little crazy sometimes chopping the romaine lettuce. I don't want to chop anything more than the romaine, but a couple of times that's happened. So, immediately, don't think about the blood. Don't think about the pain. Think about the laws of the universe that will help you to nullify and create healing for that piece of your body. And I would just hold it. And if you hold it long enough, it usually will congeal and stop bleeding. Not everybody, but often. And I have had cuts from cooking or scratching myself with a knife or something that have started to heal in less than 24 hours. Now, I'm not the big shot. Please, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that your body wants you to be whole, wants you to be healthy, wants you to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, unfortunately, do not have all of that in this lifetime. Our journeys are interrupted by accidents, illness, mishap. But there's improvement that can be given to you. And it's perhaps in the form of more spiritual awareness for you in the laws of the universe, how to deal with your thinking, that can then deal with your creativity, that then can dispel some of your fear.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot give away what we do not have. So healers, people potentially wanting to learn spiritual healing, please, the biggest thing I start out with, and people I know, some of them are so with it, they love it, and others go, oh, we got to sit here and listen to this. It's about love. It's about your intention. It's about clearing yourself.
Yes.
It's about understanding that what you do to yourself, you do to all. And so it does take a while for some of us to get in the right zone, and that's wonderful because they do, and then they love what they're doing. It becomes joyful to them.
Yes.
Okay. Left hand. Front of the head. So if you do have a headache, if you do have confusion, and children, young people, if you're taking a test and you're feeling frustrated, take your left hand, put it right up there.
So this is allowed. This is allowed. Most people are like, don't put your hand, but it's allowed. You're doing it for healing purposes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, maybe you can only leave it there a little while, you know, because the teacher might walk back and say, well, you got answers in the wrinkles in your forehead, you know, or whatever, I don't know. But you know what? It does soothe you. It does soothe the mental body, and that helps you to rebalance and recalibrate the work that you're doing. Okay, internal consciousness. Oh, my, yes, yes. Internal consciousness to the point of your thyroid and your throat, your chest, your lungs, your heart, your solar plexus, your intestines and the rootedness of who we are, as well as our hips, our knees, our ankles, those of us who can bend over and do that. I would say don't be afraid to try it, but don't just try it. Prepare yourself to try it. Because, unless you've been doing this for years and years and you've probably done 200-300 healings, don't jump to conclusions, oh, I'm going to take this away. Ask the divine within you and the divine around you to bring forth the healing energy that will help you for the greatest good. I accept this and I give my thanks for that, God. You see, don't treat this casually, folks. It's out there. It will work for you. But don't assume that just by swooping up your hand, you're going to be able to do it. Leave that for the masters who have studied for years and years and are automatically in such a flow of that manifestation that they walk it, they talk it, they live it every day of their life. Okay, so the last thing about North Pole, it is a clock. Now see, this is the right and left again.
Yes.
Left hand. It is a clockwise motion as the dials on the clock move. And I just practice that a little bit, a couple of you out there, because if you're like me, you go, let's see, have I got this? Yeah, it's the clockwise motion, because your other hand is going to be opposite. And in the beginning of learning this, it is a little confusing to some people, and that's okay. Take your time. Don't rush. Take your time. Manifest that this is moving in a clockwise motion.
So it's wax on,
wax
not
on.
Wax off.
Wax on, and your other hand is wax off.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah. When we use the hands together, I would advise most of us, do not try to do one hand and the other hand. Do them equally the same. The left hand will balance out the right one if the right one wants to do counterclockwise, you see. But in this case, you can do both of them. So if I go to Willa in just a moment and I take my left hand, and I begin in a circle like a clock without ever touching her. See her, folks? She felt that. And she absorbed it. And thank you, Willa. And she agreed to let it be hers. The words that I'm saying aren't just casual, made up as we go along here. The words that I'm saying to you are very important for you to understand that you do not have to force anything on this recipient. And so there is no necessity to, you know, none of that. Be gentle with the recipients and yourself, It is a homework assignment, in a sense, of learning, This is a whole different strategy about racing out to go grocery shopping and have a cart that's got a defense all around it. Well, so you don't bang into the people next to you. You know, it's like the strategy out in the real world is to be a buffer and avoid things. Here, love is the healer through the channels of God or divine or spirit or angels, guides, and teachers, whatever you believe them to be. And so just simply let it be. And say in your own mind, thank you, God, that this person has received, thank you, Willa, and been the conduit of that healing. So now as we go along, how are we doing for time?
We're good.
Oh, okay. Now as we
15 minutes or so.
Okay. Now as we go along, we're going to do other hand, right hand, polarity, yang, like I said. Red radiance, so right red. That's easy to remember.
There you go. Right red.
Right red. So we've got stimulating, strengthening, expansive. The right energy tends to expand things. It has a much, in our color, it has a much, it's very much next to the prisms of the rainbow colors. It is a powerful energy. It is the first one. It is about creation. It is about strength. It is about fortitude. It is about the sunrise or the sunset when it looks brilliantly red or orange. It is about the power of the GTOs or all the cars. You know, in the 70s and 80s, anybody had a red car, had a hot car, and they were all red. God, now I try to avoid them because I see them coming and I think, you know, we don't know if that person's in charge or not, but especially when you drive on the four-lane highways and you see them going 85 miles an hour. I just get over, you know, senior me, I get over in the old ladies' lane and stay there because some of those people are just way, way, way too energetic. So, right palm, red radiance.
Fire flame.
That's right.
Fireball.
Yep, right. And you know when the kids have the candy that's red?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually hot.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So also stimulating, expansive, like we said. It is energizing and uplifting. Now, may I place this hand on you?
She always likes to ask permission.
Always, always. So what I'm going to do is take my red hand, my yang hand, the one that is strengthening and powerful, and just place it in front of her head. And I move away that fast because I felt, and I'm not trying to analyze what I'm doing, but I felt, honestly, I felt her soak it up and hold it and then let it go. It was almost like I don't think Willa needed any more red energy there.
Okay.
But sometimes when people hurt, arthritis, sore, achy muscles, back pain, frustration, yes, like arthritis around your ankles or so on and so forth, the right hand can do absolute miracles. And the person who loved to write about that was Harry Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
He has a whole dissertation about helping rheumatism and arthritis with hands-on healing.
Mm-hmm. Very famous British spiritual healer.
Absolutely.
Established many healing spiritual centers.
Absolutely. And there are books that he's written, and you could certainly look at them or check them out. Absolutely. It increases blood pressure. If you use it in someone that feels fatigued or you know their blood pressure is low, I would not, as a spiritual healer, ask any questions about those things. It is not my business. I am not a nurse or a nurse practitioner. I do not analyze or we do not, investigate or try to find out more about health conditions. If a recipient wants to tell you, allow them to do that. Allow them to say what they need to say and just say, thank you very much for that information. The spirit world has listened. So here we go. Red blood cells, it helps create red blood cells, which is very good in the case of people who need to make more red blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does deal with the back of the head. Now, yin deals with the front of the head. Yang deals with the back of the head. So sometimes when you're doing spiritual healing, you might want to put it, your hand at the end of the occipital bone as the vertebrae begin down her neck. And Will is liking this a lot. I can feel that. And I'm going to lift my hand now, Willa. Okay, just so you know. But people find it comforting. It's not you. It's the energy that they're absorbing. They find it comforting. They find it relaxing. Very, very nice. Very nice. So then at the end, it is external consciousness. It's about out here. And it is about perhaps their breath rate, their heart rate, because that's inward, but it's measured outwardly, pulse rate, you see. But it's also about the energy that they're carrying. Sometimes people are so fatigued, so tired, so perhaps having immunity, calibrations and different things that are going on. Also, recovering addictions find that red energy sometimes is very, very needy. So we can stay, if you will, using, Willa, you're having a good time today.
I am.
But
this is great.
You would leave it out in front of you. Fingers together, please. Place that energy around them. And I can guarantee, with most people anyway, thank you, Willa, that they will absolutely love a spiritual healing. And it will feel very good to them. However, there's always a few people who are very, very, very fearful and uncertain and a little reluctant. So I'd say, folks, if you decide to do any healing work, be gentle. Don't force it upon anyone. And sometimes the lesser is better than the more in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And I always try to end with a little prayer of gratitude briefly. And my prayer says, please take this healing with you and let it continue to work for you. It is yours. And I thank you for receiving. Make it simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Electromagnetic fields are 5,000 times stronger than our brain waves. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, sit with that for a moment.
I know. It's amazing because there are things going on outside of us and inside, but I'm speaking generally now of external consciousness that are going on that we don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening split second.
Yes.
Okay, the next thing is these magnetic fields permeate every cell and fiber of your being. If you work on it, someone may have a backache or a shoulder pain, you know, and just leaving your hands there for a period of time and letting them absorb, and sometimes I have to encourage them by saying, would you gently and slowly just breathe in and breathe out and accept this renewal as it comes to you. Thank you, Willa. It's a little bit different energy. It feels just a wee bit different. And it's because I've engaged her and asked her to consciously accept what is being sent to her. And how much she accepts it, or he, as you will, we don't know. But then it becomes, ladies and gentlemen, this person's responsibility to receive the healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. This goes through glass, wood, metal, materials, fluids. The electromagnetic field generated by the heart envelops entire body and extends in all directions. So all over, you will feel better. All
mm-hmm.
over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The chronic stress elevates levels of cortisol, which is really a slow poison over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But spiritual healing can help stimulate. It's not the cure, but it will help stimulate the immune system
mm-hmm.
to help your immune system function against a buildup of cortisol. Negative ions clean away positive charged particles, just like we talked about, going to a store or a place where there's a lot of chaos. Oxygen carries a negative charge. The negative charge breaks down in Kepler scientific decoding to a blue radiance. So oxygen carries a negative charge. Healing with your hands, healing with the spirit. Just, again, a person who can't receive, a person can receive the gift of healing by asking in prayer and allowing themselves to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot that we can do for ourselves and one another, and I want you to tell me.
We're doing great.
Okay.
We're doing great.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to run over
sure,
or be redundant.
Sure.
We have a lot we can do to help ourselves. We have a lot we can do to help the world, our children, our families, animals, cats and dogs and horses, they all love that. And even a bird in a bird cage, you know, that you think, oh, they're flighty. No, you just go up and you don't touch them. You just send that energy. You can help and they'll start looking at you like, hey, what's going on out there?
That's right.
Yeah. So I have a couple other things I'd just like to bring up too, and that is quite simply, I want to make sure I've covered the basics. This is the basics, folks. And when you don't know, don't worry about doing something wrong. Example, you've listened today, okay? And you go, oh, I'm going to go try this. And then you go, oh, I can't remember what Barbara Sanson, did she say right or left? Oh, my God, which one was it? Look, folks, your heart in love, is not going to do wrong. So you just simply, okay, God, I don't remember, but I'm going to put my hands on my mom's, my sister's, my cousin's shoulder because it hurts, and I'm just going to let God send love there. Say that in your mind and just let it be. You will do no wrong. You will do no wrong. It's nice to know a little more because then if, and a lot of people today have spinal.
We're fine.
A lot of people today have spinal or orthopedic problems. It's very, very common. And this is not a cure. It could be on some level. I'm certainly not saying to go out there and do that. But I never know what somebody's going to receive and how it's going to help them. That's mm-hmm. why I'm saying it's up to the person. And perhaps in a percentage of be better. But just place both of your hands on that person's back and just ask the light of God to send that healing that is open to be received and required. And quietly in your mind, just you don't have to even say it out loud. Just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that energy is universal.